This is the Marketplace Morning Report from the BBC World Service. I'm Victoria Craig. This week, the public-private Gavi Vaccine Alliance announced a new collaboration with India's Serum Institute to make another 100 million doses of a coronavirus vaccine available to low- and middle-income nations. Vaccine affordability is a big concern for some of those countries in Africa, and today Gavi's board is meeting to discuss further funding support measures it can unleash through its financing program called COVAX. As part of our ongoing fast-track coverage looking at the challenges of delivering a coronavirus vaccine to the world, Dr. Richard Mahingo from the World Health Organization's Regional Office for Africa told me he worries if there's not equal access to a vaccine, Africa will be left behind.
Beyond the issue of availability of the product, we know that the issue has been complicated by the fact that some of the developed countries are striking bilateral deals with vaccine manufacturers, which really also put at risk the equal distribution of the very few and scarce doses that will become available to people in Africa. So the danger is that if the COVAX facility mechanism is not successful enough to secure necessary vaccine dose, Africa could potentially be left behind.
What process is in place at the moment to ensure that distribution is as equal as it can be?
Most of the African countries have joined the COVAX facility as the only platform that could guarantee access to the vaccine for them. But we know that through that platform, there are countries that need to self-finance the vaccine themselves. It's quite an issue that many countries are still struggling with. Beyond the financing aspect, there will be some other logistical component that need to be taken into consideration. The expansion of cold chain capacity, the demand and acceptability of the vaccine itself in the communities to make sure that if the product is available, indeed the people are going to ask for and accept to be immunized.
As you explained, delivery companies have already warned about challenges in getting a vaccine that might need to be stored at a low temperature to some parts of the world, including in Africa. Is local production maybe a key to overcoming that challenge?
Well, it's a bit complicated. We do have a few countries that have experience with the Ebola vaccine that was also stored through those very, very low temperature. So in DRC, in Uganda, in Rwanda, South Sudan, all of those countries use the Ebola vaccine. So we do hope that that experience will help country to build on whatever exists to scale up the COVID vaccine. But for other country, indeed, there will be a need to expand the capacity of cold chain. Now, with regard to local production, it's potentially a solution for a long term, because for the moment, there is no capacity on the African continent to do the vaccine production, at least we using the new technologies that some of these vaccines are going to be produced through.
Other vaccine programs in some parts of the continent this year have been put on hold because a number of logistical problems, a shortage of volunteers, even flights to get people to countries where they're needed to carry out these programs. Are you worried about that becoming a problem for COVID-19 vaccine distribution?
So the good news is that most countries have resumed their vaccination programs. For the COVID-19 vaccine, definitely this might create some challenges. But I think the fact that most of the countries have started to resume their programs, as well as the need to add additional resources through the revitalization of essential health services, could be something that could help at least to alleviate some of those concerns.
In many parts of the world, there are concerns about whether a final vaccine will be safe. That was a problem when it came to the polio vaccine in some places of Africa. Now Africa has been declared free of polio. So what programs are in place or what communication is in place to ensure that people will be able to get the vaccine and that they'll be assured of its safety?
Safety is something that is at the center of WHO work to make sure that country can get access to safe and efficacious vaccines. We have seen a lot of misinformation. We are talking now about infodemic, around the vaccine the last couple of months. Those news has been amplified through the social media, and I believe we have not yet probably catch up and then get the right information to the people. So the general public deserve the right information. The general public deserve to get all the reassurance, and it will be definitely an important component of the COVID-19 vaccine deployment that a robust communication strategy be implemented alongside of country preparing themselves to receive and deploy those vaccines in the near future.
Richard Mahingo from the WHO, thanks for your time.
Thank you very much.